USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is threatening to arrest some House Democrats in his state. Abbott making the comments after dozens of state representatives walked out of a session in Austin, Texas, and went to Washington, D.C. instead of doing their jobs. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz calls the act a political stunt.
I will say it's ironic. As they were getting on their private jet to fly to Washington, D.C., they almost surely had to show identification to get on that jet. And yet they're doing this in a fit because they don't want mail-in ballots to be verified. They don't want the signatures to be verified. They don't want basic integrity steps.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This is intended to break a quorum and block a voting measure supported by Republicans. For the fourth straight day, anti-communist protests continuing in Cuba. USA Radio News.
America's military is under attack from the woke anti-Christian far left. Even our top generals are ignoring the threat. Now, Grant Stinchfield exposes the real dangers. Tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax. Stinchfield and Newsmax are telling you the truth about the far left's real agenda and Joe Biden's policies. That's why millions are tuning into Stinchfield and Newsmax. And Newsmax is the only major news network carrying President Trump's rallies live. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them, tell them you want it, or you can switch. Watch Newsmax on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Plus, download the free Newsmax app on your phone and start watching now. Newsmax has become one of America's biggest news networks, as Americans like you switch to a trusted news source. Every weeknight, watch great shows with Grant Stinchfield, Greg Kelly, Cortez and Pellegrino, Rob Schmidt, and a lot more. Newsmax is real news. Watch it.
Officials in Florida are giving an update on the condo collapse in Surfside. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava giving an update on the number of deaths in the collapse.
The number of confirmed deaths is now 95. 85 of these victims have been identified and 85 next of kin have been notified.
Cava saying over 18 million pounds of concrete have been removed from the collapse site. The Senate in session this week, and speaking on the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says part of the bipartisan infrastructure plan must go towards combating extreme weather.
Climate change has forced us to repair and rebuild our infrastructure in a way that takes into account our new reality. Our infrastructure must become more resilient to extreme weather.
Schumer adding that he's worried about larger wildfires and more hurricanes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Oregon Governor Kate Brown is calling on Oregonians to be mindful of how much water they're using in what's turning out to be a hot, dry summer in the Pacific Northwest. Brown may not be enforcing water regulations on her population, but if you're a farmer, Washington, D.C. is regulating how much water you can and can't use. Oregon farmer Jason Flowers speaks out on how water management regulations are impacting his family's land.
To start out, I mean, it's just sad for our basin, really. You know, the Bear Reclamation developed this project in the early 1900s, and they dried up two lakes so that people could farm them and feed a hungry nation. And in doing so, they dammed Upper Klamath Lake so that they could store the water that used to evaporate from those other two lakes and use that water for irrigation. Now we have to deal with the Endangered Species Act and the way the Bear Reclamation manages the water for those endangered species that we're dealing with, and it's pretty frustrating.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Expect to pay more for that 12-pack of soda after Labor Day. The chief financial officer of New York-based PepsiCo explained consumers will likely see price hikes after Labor Day. Meantime, Illinois-based Conagra will also raise prices due to inflation. The company owns products like Slim Jim Jerky. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.